Hello, Divas and Dolls, and welcome back to another girl group gossip with me, Cheryl Hall. Yes. Now, this week on the pod, we are playing some games, and who doesn't love to play a little game? So why not bring back the return of the amazing girl group gossip games, the Olympic of podcasts. So shall we get down to business? Because I have got two fabulous guests, being one from UK and one from the US. It's Battle of the Seasons. So it wouldn't be girl group gossip without having the return of the girl group gossip games. And honestly, everybody, when you listened to this the first time round, I was gobsmacked how much you enjoyed it. So without further ado, I have two fabulous guests joining me on the EP this week. Now, to reclaim her title as the girl group gossip games champion, it's only my season 12 sister Jam!
Woo! Hey, guys, dolls, divas, everyone in between, how are we doing?
More importantly, how are you doing?
Honey, I'm fine. It's 2021, new year, new me. Live, laugh, love. How are you?
You sound like you should be in a middle-aged mum's bedroom right now, plastered above the headboard, because that is just typical Essex bedroom. But no, I'm all good. I have no complaints. But seeing as you are the champion, we need somebody that can rival you and see if they could take you down off your throne as the champion. So, you know, we love her. We adore her. So without further ado, here is my season one UK sister. It's Blue Hydrangea!
Yay! Thank you for having me back, Cheryl, season two. I am so freaking proud of you.
How are you doing, my diva?
I'm great, thank you. You know, just been busy with the Frock Destroyers. We've got our album, Frock for Life. Make sure to check it out. And I feel like this is going to be the rivalry of Stephanie's Child versus the Frock Destroyers. Some realness right now.
Yeah. Oh
my God. We're going to blow for season 14.
Davina DeCampo for season 14.
Oh, don't throw her into the ring. She's too old. Anyway, I am so excited because, Jan, I don't know if you know, but Blue is a very competitive person.
This I do know. I have gathered from watching season one of Drag Race UK, and I'm very excited to compete against you, my darling diva.
What's even funnier is that I'm more competitive over like petty things. Like, this is my jam. I am going to win this and I'm going to destroy all the competition. But in Drag Race, I'm like, oh, as long as I make it one more week, I'm happy.
It's the little things in life, Blue. It's the little things. I have been listening to a lot of girl groups, obviously, recently, and I've just fallen in love with loads of like B-sides and album tracks. So is there a girl group song that you've recently rediscovered and fallen in love with again? Blue.
Oh my goodness, I'm not even sure.
You can say no.
I love React. I listen to it every day in the car, in between Fuego from Eurovision and
oh my God,
a bit of Miley Cyrus. It's in my playlist and I listen to it all the time. I don't know whether that's even a throwback because it was only last year, but it reminds me, it came out whenever I was in Disneyland. It brings me back to Florida. I had such a good time, and yeah, it's a good old drag bop, although I can't perform it because I'm not fierce enough, but like, it's cute to listen to, right?
Oh, BA, you can. I mean, I love that it's in one of my mixes, but it's not necessarily in one of my mixes. It's in my Chromatica one, and it's mashed up with Replay, and I'm just like, for goodness sake, why did I put it in there? And I can't like perform it properly, but I'm sure there'll be a moment. But Jan, is there a song that you've fallen in love with again from a girl group?
This might be cliche and I feel like it's still such a hit, but maybe I'm just hearing it, you know. Well, I guess not hearing it. This is like, I'm like, yeah, maybe I'm just hearing it at the bar. So this is like a year and a half ago. I'm absolutely obsessed with Who Do You Think You Are by the Spice Girls. It is my favorite song. Yeah. And it never goes out of style for me. But Who Do You Think You Are? I remember when I was working in bars, my DJ would always play that song like as the song beforehand to start the show. That was like my telltale sign, like, Jan, finish up your nails because they're starting the show, Gorge. So That is mine. I love Who Do You Think You Are.
Well, that might come in handy later on.
Nope.
But speaking of the Spice Girls, now, rumor has it that they are making a return this year to potentially do another tour. But there are two very big girl groups on the scene if they do come back. So if you had tickets to a Spice Girls and a Little Mix concert on the same night.
Thank you so much for talking about Stephanie's Child and the Frock Destroyers that way. We know that we are rivaling them, and I'm very grateful.
Ding! Stream the Christmas album now. But if you could only go to one of their concerts on the same night, what one would you go to? Little Mix or Spice Girls?
That's so hard. I feel like with Little Mix, we have a bit more time. It's not as like, you know, like, if Spice Girls come back, it's a big deal, and it might only be like once. Whereas I feel like Little Mix, they have more time. They want to continue this band, and there'll be more opportunities. So I think I'd go to Spice Girls, even though I already have been, and it was fantastic.
Fabulous. And Jan?
I would have to go with the same answer, just because, yeah, like for the nostalgic reason of it. But it's tough because this Little Mix album was my favorite one that they've released. And like, if they're touring this album, then I kind of want to see it. I want to see it, you know, from the sky drop like confetti. I want to see it. So I don't, I don't know. I think I'm going to have to go with Spice Girls, though, because they would hopefully do Who Do You Think You Are?
You would hope. You would bloody hope. I think it's unanimous, threes across the board. Like, I would go see the Spice Girls because I genuinely think this will be the last time they do something. So,
how sad.
You know what? I know, but they've done their time. They split their bread.
Well, don't worry, y'all. For that one, I'm going to fly up and I'll see you guys soon.
Make sure you mask up when you walk in the stadium.
Hello.
Anyway, are you guys ready to get down to business? I've got to get myself prepared because I know you're going to be flinging answers at me like there's no tomorrow. So I've got to get my point system ready, which is a glamorous piece of paper with Blue and Jan just written either side. And I've got a Sharpie. But yeah, are you divas ready?
I'm nervous, but yeah,
I'm ready.
Jan, you weren't nervous last time. So,
well, I was also playing Jackie. Like, Jackie wasn't going to be me.
I don't think, feel like I'll be much better. I mean, Cheryl has taught me everything I know about girl groups, and that is the real tea.
Okay.
Yes, go, mama, the house down boots. Yes, go. Right. Right. We are going to kick this off with round one, which is called General Divas, which is general knowledge, but general. Some divas. We are kicking off with question number one. How many UK number ones did Fifth Harmony have? Was it A, 0? Was it B, 1? Or was it C, 3?
Ding. I'm going to go with B, 1.
Okay.
My answer is going to be 1, so instead I'll just take 3. Why not?
Well, you can answer the same. Like, you might both be right.
No, I'll go 3. Why not?
Okay. Well, you're both wrong because they had 0.
Damn!
But Work From Home, wasn't that number 1?
No. So that song, they charted 2nd on the charts. They were the runner-up. But every other song was like 15 and lower. Like, their last two songs they released was like 39 and 43. Like, wow. The divas weren't liked over here, clearly.
Do we know who was number 1 when they were number 2?
I'll fact check that for you.
Thank you.
I bet it was something naff like Ed Sheeran.
I'll always remember, sorry, I'm going off topic. I'll always remember how Into You, greatest song of all time, was only 14 on the charts to Closer by the Chainsmokers, which was number 1.
I'm like that scene from Bridesmaids when they're all throwing up in the dress shop.
I don't even know what Chainsmokers is.
Exactly.
Am I like under the loop? Are they big?
Say no more. Coming closer in the middle of the river. That was the number 1 hit song, Blue. That was the number 1 hit.
I think that sums up America. Sorry.
Work.
Except for the American gays. We love you. But anyway, we're going to be here for about 3 hours if we don't crack on. So question number 2 in General Divas. Across 13 dates, how many people attended the Spice Girls 2019 stadium tour? Was it A, 809,446 people. B, 482,997 people. Or was it C, 697,357 people?
How many dates was this again?
13 stadiums.
Cheryl, can you say the numbers again? No, I'm just joking.
don't start with me.
I'm going to say C because it looked like a lot of people there. It was a massive stadium.
I'm going to go with A.
So Blue said 697,357 people, and Jan said 809,446 people, and Blue is correct.
Bam. Yay!
That's a lot of divas in one place.
It is.
I know.
Wow.
Stop right now. Thank you very much.
And Victoria missed out on all of that fun.
Well, you do know she still made £1 million from not even turning up, just in royalties.
Yes, that sounds done.
Girl, isn't that the dream? Isn't that the dream? Holy hell. Getting a paycheck and not even showing up on stage. Whoa.
She's probably like, where did this come from? Like, I don't even know where this is from.
It just drops in her account. She's like, yeah, thanks.
She didn't even notice. She got Mick all of a sudden. Thanks, Gorge.
Thanks, Gorge.
Right. Number three. Who was the first member of the Saturdays to get pregnant whilst in the middle of promoting their fourth album? Was it A, Rochelle Humes? Was it B, Una Healy? Or was it C, Frankie Bridge? Jan's like, nah, sorry. Game down.
I don't know these divas. You told me to listen to a couple of the Saturday songs, which I did love, but I don't even know any of the names. I'm going to just have to go strong and wrong again. I'll go with A.
And Blue?
I can't really remember who even has children, so like I'm in the same boat as Jan. I'm going to say C, because I do remember Frankie being pregnant, I think.
Well, you're both wrong, because it was Una.
No!
Damn it!
Yeah.
Was Frankie even pregnant? She was pregnant, right?
So they've all had babies, except for Molly and Vanessa.
Okay.
So
Vanessa's like the forgotten one. She's like the, who's the Michelle, right?
Oh, she was never the Michelle of the group. I mean, she was always the single one. That's what she was known as.
Could y'all imagine being pregnant for promo?
Girl, she was popping that belly going, oh, fired up and I feel less.
That's the song, fired up.
Honestly, I was like, props to you. All right, question number four. What item has Girls Aloud not been spokespeople for? So not, what haven't they been? Was it A, Durex? Was it B, Nintendo DS? Or was it C, Kit Kat?
I'm going to go A, Durex. It feels like that they were quite family friendly from what I remember, apart from maybe Sarah Harding. and I feel like I definitely remember them on a Nintendo DS, I think.
Yeah, I think that DS is definitely one, not that I know, but if I had to go off of logic, that is not the answer. Kit Kat. I'm like, does anybody in America ever like do chocolates, especially like Hershey? So I'm gonna go with Kit Kats. Well, no, Chromatica, so Oreos. Like, who? Jesus, everything's off the table. Honestly, I'm fine. I'll go with Kit Kat.
Okay. Well, you're wrong, Jan, because they were not spokespeople for condoms. That was JLS.
Yes, they were. And they each had a different color of condom. I remember that.
So, Jan, JLS is a British boy band over here, and they had their own range with Durex for condoms, and the slogan was Everybody in Love.
Whoa. Wait, so was I wrong?
Yeah, you were wrong.
Wait, it was.
They did Kit Kat.
Oh, okay. I thought it was did.
I emphasize not.
No, I know. That's me messing up. That's on me.
Okay, fabulous. Anyway, and the final question in this round is question number five. Now, this one's for you, Blue. How many times did they say, yeah, baby, she's got it in Venus Bananarama? Was it A, 5 times? Was it B, 8 times? Or is it C, 11 times? Yeah, baby, she's got it.
I'm going to go see 11 times because I feel like when I was lip syncing it, it went on and on and on forever.
I'm gonna go with 8.
Chan, you're slacking at the moment because the answer was C, 11.
Jesus. Yeah, I am falling behind.
End of the song. As far as I remember, it just goes, yeah, baby, she's got it. Yeah, baby. Like, until it fades, like,
the wash, rinse, and repeat.
They it goes on and on and on, in the words of Tyra Cruz at the end. Like, they're just like, let's keep going. Yeah, baby, she's got it.
Just one
they're
more.
Just, like, it's reassuring to know that she has actually got it, you know?
Well, no, it's actually her affirmations in the mirror. Like, yeah, baby, she's got it. Like, you know, she's in the mirror just giving it to herself.
Self-love, all that. Anyway, at the end of our first round, General Divas, Blue is smashing in the lead with 3 points. And Jan, unfortunately, hasn't left the starting point with 0 points. But girl, it's still to play for. We've still got 2 rounds.
Yes.
There's absolutely no way I'm going to win this. So I'm just going to enjoy it while it lasts.
Blue, I don't know. I'm off my game this morning. So you never know.
Is your juice box not waking you up?
My juice, my go-go juice is not going to help me win. So let's just say that.
Well, hopefully a dollar will make you holler. Anyway, are you guys ready for round 2?
Also, there is a cash prize, not just a repeater badge. Okay, I'm in. My ears are waking up.
It's a I'm a fucking star pin from Cheryl Hall plus a cash prize.
Yes.
Anyway, let's get down to business with round 2, which is one of my favorite rounds, and it's all about iconic moments. So are you ready for the memes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, let's kick this off with question number 1. Now, what body part did Jerry Halliwell get in trouble for flashing at the Brits in 1997? I can't even speak today. Was it A, her knickers? Was it B, her ankles? I mean, we're in the 1800s now. Or was it C, her booby doos?
Her booby doos. Not booby booby doo. Where are you?
Raggy?
Knickers. I think it has to be the knickers, right? Because I think, is that not the time that she was wearing the kitchen towel as a dress, like the Union Jack, which was really short?
It was.
And she fashioned
show?
It, yes, just before she went on. So it has to be, that was so short. Has to be the knickers.
And Jared?
I'm stumped. I like remember this, and I'm such a Spice Girl stan, but I can't remember if it was her booby doos or if it was her knickers. I'm gonna stick with my guns on this one and say her booby doos.
Well, Jan, you finally got a point because it was her boobs.
Yes.
Guys, nobody gave a peep about her knickers being on show during that dress because they just thought it was part of it. It was, she had a little nip slip when they were accepting the award.
I remember. Whoa. And she fixed it, right? Wasn't she like, ooh? Like, she, yeah. Wasn't she aware of it or something? No, she didn't care. Good for her. Girl power, honey. Girl power.
That was the old Jerry Halliwell. Not the Jerry Halliwell that wears all white.
And that's the tea.
All right, question number 2. Now, what morning TV show did Sarah Harding hit the bum note whilst performing The Loving Kind? And for Jan, I'm not sure if you clued up on this one.
No.
She went, I'm not the loving kind. It was a moment. I'll send you the link afterwards.
Please.
But was it A, GMTV? Was it B, Good Morning Britain? Or was it C, BBC Breakfast?
I'm going to go with Good Morning Britain, only because I know that there's been many a fail on Good Morning America.
Well, yes, that's good analogy, yes. Blue?
What was the first answer?
It was A, GMTV.
I think it's GMTV.
Bloody hell, Blue, you're smashing it! It's GMTV!
Yeah! I just watched a TikTok about that one last night, and Cheryl Cole gives her, like, the side eye as soon as the note is finished, like,
ooh.
Bitch, what was that?
She was like, I know it's 8 in the morning, but come on, darling, get it together.
Those early morning gigs, not it, honey.
Jan, could you sing that early in the morning?
Yes. Sometimes.
I mean,
sometimes. Probably.
When she wakes up in the morning.
Shout out to my incredible voice coach, Corey. that's why I can sing that early. And so people still won't like my voice, but I can do it.
Do you think I should get a voice coach?
Why not? I do all of my lessons on I actually have one at 1 o'clock today. So why not?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's so interesting.
Take a little lesson, honey.
The tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips.
Yeah. Yes, God.
I could do all the warm-ups. Anyway, question number three. Now, thanks to Lee Dawson, what brand of underwear do the Pointer Sisters wear? Is it A, Calvin Klein? Is it B, Andrew Christian? Or is it C, just in case?
Can't get this wrong, right? I feel like we should just say it together, shouldn't we?
Yes.
Okay, I'll count you down. Three, two, one.
Andrew Christian.
In or out of their Andrew Christian underwear. I mean, that was a silly one. We knew you were going to get that, but it just made me laugh when I was writing the quiz.
I mean, anything I could do to get on the board right now is good news for me.
All of these questions are really not like, I wouldn't know them if I wasn't in the UK. Like, these are proper like UK memes that we're talking about. So
I know, but I've got to say, other than Michelle Williams falling down, Destiny's Child didn't really have that many.
Yeah.
All right. Question number four. Speaking of Destiny's Child, what was Michelle Williams' Masked Singer identity? Was it A, the rat? Was it B, the sausage? Or was it C, the butterfly?
Was this UK? No?
No, she did it in the US. It was like season one.
I'm gonna go with the... What was the first one?
Rat.
I'm gonna go with the sausage.
Okay. I think that you've written sausage because it was like the one that was unmasked last week in British Masked Singer, I think.
Blue, you're giving away the timeline of when we're recording this.
Oh, apologies to the editor. Let's leave that tonight. yeah, I think it has to be. They're not going to put her in a rat costume.
You never know with the Masked Singer.
Right. She's been through enough.
The trauma. Michelle Williams, you are going to be a rat on the Masked Singer. Okay. Now you all know my identity. If I disappear and I turn up on the Masked Singer, you know, the first week, you're going to be like, oh, the rat, Cheryl.
No, you need to be in the Masked Dancer.
Excuse me?
Did you not?
Is this a thing?
Yes, in the US, because we're insane over here. They have the Masked Dancer now.
Bloody
hell. I already think that the Masked Singer is insane. I'm like, what the heck? Am I watching? Is this some kind of fever dream?
The Masked Dancer.
So Jan saying sausage. What was your answer again, Blue? We got off topic.
The butterfly.
Well, Blue, you are correct. She was the butterfly.
Yes.
There you go.
Bloody hell, you were smashing this.
You are, Blue.
If only I could do Drag Race like this, you know.
Well, there's always time for All-Stars, darling, when you're 47. Right, final question in this round. And Jan, I think this one's for you. In Spice World, the movie, what item did Jerry steal from Mel B? Was it A, her boots? Was it B, her Chubba Chup lollipop? Or was it C, her little Gucci dress?
Her boots, Jerry. You're wearing her boots.
And Blue.
Yeah, it's the boots. And I wouldn't know that, only that you quote it all the time.
My boots, Jerry, you're wearing my boots. Upset.
Don't, because I'm having like traumatic flashbacks to like trying to speak to Jerry Halliwell before leaving the main stage and going, I quote the Spice Girls movie all the time. And Michelle goes, oh, well, what do you quote? And I go, hold on to your knickers, girls, and my boots, Cherry, you're wearing my boots. And then Rue just laughs at
the
me.
The whole runway was silent. Yeah, no one understood what she was talking about. They were like, what? Boots?
But Rue, like, laughed at me, but I think it was like a laugh, like, mocking me. And then Michelle was like,
talking about?
And Michelle was like, oh, the only two good lines in the movie. And then they were like, you can leave the stage, and we ran off.
Oh my God.
All right. Like, I need to calm down. At the end of Iconic Moments, Jan has managed to score herself 3 points. But Blue is in the lead with 7 points.
Go off, Diva.
What the heck? This is crazy. God. I'm so excited. What I win?
We are flying through this. Now, we have sadly approached the final round, which is a buzzer round. So, guys, I need you to come up with an ingenious but amazing buzzer sound. So, Jan, I know what probably is going to be your buzzer sound, but could you just refresh the divas with the sound of your buzzer?
Yeah, I'm not even going to really say much. I'm just going to...
The shade. Shady bitch. And Blue, what is your buzzer sound going to be?
Mine's going to be my favorite quote from season one of RuPaul's Drag Race. It's going to be, I don't think.
Red wig and a silver dress.
Rapping for my girl group sister, Davina DeCampo.
Oh, fabulous. All right, now this is all to play for, because in the buzzer round, this time is worth double points per question. I know, we've upped the ante. We've upped the ante.
Oh,
so make sure you get in quick, because ding, 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 buzzer, buzzer. You know the drill. So let's kick this off with the first question. What was Little Mix's debut single?
Black Magic?
You're wrong, so I'm going to pass it over to Blue.
Was it Wings?
It was Wings!
Oh, now, work.
Now, this kind of was a trick question, because their first actual single was their X Factor single, which was Cannonball, but I thought that was very cruel to give that to you, so I would have accepted Wings.
Was I even on the same album? Like,
no! You're about 7 years into the future.
I gotta go, man.
I think you need to put some coffee in that apple juice, champ.
Right.
All right. Question number two. What musical was inspired by the Supremes?
Dreamgirls?
Jan, you were in there first, and it was correct. It was Dreamgirls!
Yes!
Oh, we love Dreamgirls.
Effie, we all got pains.
I'm tired. Question number three. Which member from Girls Aloud in their 2005 documentary was quoted saying, "Who looks like the dickhead? Not you."
I don't think. Cheryl Cole.
You are correct!
And again, I wouldn't know it unless you quote it all the time, you know?
So context to that, Jan, they were in Australia doing a press tour, and Cheryl was asked to dress from her own clothes, and everybody else from the band was dressed from wardrobe. And she goes to the wardrobe department and goes, "So you told me to wear my own clothes and everybody else is getting dressed from the wardrobe?" And she's like, "Babe, everybody else is... not been dressed in time. They haven't got the time, so we put them in wardrobe." And she was like, she storms out and she's walking down. And she's like, "I've got to do a TV in this." She's like, "Well, who looks like the dickhead? Not you."
Honestly, I would feel the exact same way.
Yeah.
I mean, Mamacita, she was not having it that day. Anyway, question number four. What did a member of Fifth Harmony kick off stage in the middle of a floor work dance breakdown?
Oh. Was it a microphone?
No, it wasn't. Blue, do you want to hazard a guess just to try and see if you got it?
Was it like a speaker?
No, it was a pride flag.
Oh, mama.
Somebody threw a pride flag on stage. I can't remember which member it was, but she literally scooped it off her foot, threw it off the stage, and it was like, well, she didn't say gay rights.
No, ma'am.
At the same time, who wants to be dancing with a flipping flag on the floor? You'd be slipping and sliding.
It's not like a football scarf, like, "You ain't gonna go to work." Fucking hooligans. Anyway, this is the final question of Girl Group Gossip Games Round 2. So, guys, Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Finish the lyrics. No, I didn't plan this for you, Jem. Finish the lyrics to the iconic Spice Girls song, Who Do You Think You Are? You have got to swing it, shake it, move it, make it. Who do you think you are?
Go for it, Jem. You can have this one.
Wait, what? Finish
the lyrics.
Oh, honestly, I don't even know what they say at that point.
That's why I did it.
Justin Timberlake. No, imagine.
Go on. Just give it a go.
Use it, prove it, something, show me how good you are. What is the lyric?
Oh, you were so close.
Do I get half a point? What was it?
Look, I'll give you half a point because I'm feeling nice, because I know you've not won anyway. But the lyrics go, you have got to swing it, shake it, move it, make it. Who do you think you are? Trust it, use it, prove it, groove it. Show me how good you are.
Well, you know, you learn something new every day. And I'm so happy that I could be educated here on Girl Group Gossip.
Darling, this is what we do here. We educate the divas and the dolls.
You're doing the important work, honey. I'm so happy for you.
Oh my God, but this concludes the Girl Group Gossip Games. Guys, you have absolutely smashed it tonight, today, whenever you're listening to this.
Blue, congratulations. So happy for you. God. You smacked me in this competition, and I'm thrilled for you.
I feel like you're going very easy on me, Jen. Or else I was very lucky. Or else Cheryl wrote these questions, and I know Cheryl so well that it was just like rhyming off things that you say all the time.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not sure if this was rigged or anything, but it wasn't intentional, that's for sure.
No.
But it is time for the scores on the doors. Now, after three rounds of competing, the Divas have absolutely smashed it, but there can only be one winner. And the winner with 11 points, we all know who the winner is. It's Blue Eyed Ranger!
Yay!
Yes.
Thank you, distinguished panel of judges. Thanks, Mom, and thanks, Cheryl, for all the girl group knowledge.
But Jan, you did do extremely well, considering there was a lot of British girl groups in there.
Oh, absolutely.
And you did bag yourself 6 points, so...
Great, that's good.
No, you did phenomenal. Don't put yourself down. We're all about positive vibes here.
You know, I am a little disappointed in myself in finishing the lyric for the Spice Girls song. But again, like I said, you are educating, and that's what it's all about.
Right, let's be real. A lot of songs, people just mumble them. They're just like, So you just gotta go wrong and strong.
Right.
And that you did.
That is me. I think that if I could sum up my time on RuPaul's Drag Race as well, it would be strong and wrong. So I'm happy to be consistent.
You and me both, Diva. You and me both. That's why we're sisters.
Right.
Not twins.
Hello.
No, thank you so much for joining me today, guys. I have to say, whenever I get an opportunity to speak to either of you, it is always a hoot and a holler. And I'm so glad that everybody listening gets to hear how ridiculous we all are together, because we're just tits and wigs. Tights and tights.
Absolutely. And thanks for having us, Cheryl. So proud of you for season two.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was so nice to work with you too, Jan, because I don't think I've had the chance to before, so that was lovely.
Can't wait for more Frock Destroyers. Maybe a Frock Destroyer Stephanie's Child collab featuring Cheryl Hole in the future.
I'll be selling the merch out the back.
That's the new S Club 7, honey. Okay.
Climb every mountain higher. Oh, thank you so much for tuning in to Girl Group Gossip, my divas and dolls. Now, I just want to thank yet again my amazing special guests, Jan and Blue Hydrangea, for joining me. And I didn't think it was happen, but Jan got thrown off her throne. Well, that rhymed. But darlings, thank you so much for tuning in yet again. And make sure you check out Girl Group Gossip, where all good potties are. Give us a follow. Give us a like. Give us a subscribe. Peace. We'll be right back.